Music has a way of transporting us in time. So indulge a little, close your eyes, turn up the radio. You might just get transported to 1944.
PFC to CPL, SGT the LT, CP the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a GI Jive, man.
1971.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
Or 1993.
She's going to get ya.
We rediscovered all these songs through the Radio Time Machine. It's an online application that's collected the top 20 Billboard hits for each year going all the way back to 1940. Brett Westerveld created the Radio Time Machine. He's a graduate student in design at Stanford, and he built the app using Ardio. It's one of the many online music streaming services that gives users a chance to listen to almost any song they want, anytime.
Music has kind of gone through this long shift from something that you own and hold into your hands to something that you not only don't hold in your hands, but that you actually don't even own, but something that you rent. And so I had this idea to try to design something that would give music a little bit more of a sense of space and time in sort of the digital throwaway age that we live in.
And how do people use it?
It's been really interesting to watch friends and family use this thing. And I think one surprise for me is that a lot of times people will immediately scan to their birth year. I personally don't have any memories of the music that was playing when I was born, but I found myself doing that too. And I think there's something interesting about that. And music kind of connects us with a specific place and time. A common second year that people go to is, you know, senior year of high school.
As you've listened to all the songs that have popped up, do you notice any trends over the years?
Yeah, definitely. If you start back in 1940, the first decade or so, almost all of the songs are by a musician and his orchestra.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Those influences change over time, and it's really interesting to see Elvis pop up in the 50s and then see how kind of rock and roll emerges.
I don't want to be a liar, because lions ain't the kind you love enough.
All along the way, music from the past is being kind of brought forward and quoted in various ways, but I think that quoting starts to happen more directly as you get into the 90s and you have the emergence of rap and hip-hop. And an interesting occurrence that happened to me the other day was I was listening to the year 1983 and the Police song Every Breath You Take came on.
Let's pause here for that.
And then I skimmed forward a little bit and happened to be in the late 90s. And all of a sudden, that same sample came on the air.
The night they took my friend, try to black it out, but it plays again.
And in this case, it was a Sean Combs song called I'll Be Missing You, which was written to commemorate the death of Biggie Smalls.
Do you just enjoy playing around with this?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think more so, though, than playing around with it myself, it's been really exciting to get to see other people use this. And as a designer, I think the ultimate dream is to have someone use something that you've created and put out into the world. That's been really what made this project so exciting to me.
Brett Westerveld, creator of the Radio Time Machine web application, thanks so much for being with us.
It's been great to be here. Thanks for having me.
One last hit, 1979's Bad Girls by Donna Summer. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.